This is where we uncover the unfolding global conspiracy.
I just wanted to say thank you for everybody for all the feedback. I've gotten quite a few emails and different inquiries on our website from a lot of you guys out there saying thank you for the show and just thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. You know what? This is a great time to be alive because, you know what? As chaotic as it is out there, as tumultuous as it is out there, this is what it means to be American. This is what it means to stand up for your fellow man. James Madison in Federalist 46, this is the foundational aspect that brought about our 10th Amendment. He said that in order to curb a tyrannical and oppressive government, a federal government, if it ever did happen, there would be need the four steps that needed to be taken. Two steps derived from the governor in the states, and that was an outspoken governor, and then state legislation, which would counteract the federal tyrannical and oppressive bills or laws that get put into the power. And we're seeing a lot of that right now. We're seeing a lot of that with DeSantis, with Noem, with Abbott, and a lot of these conservative red states. But then on the other side is the people. And James Madison understood that the people were the heart of this country, the foundation of this country, and that it was the people that could only fend off tyranny. And he said that in order to do this, people would have to rise up to a point of disquietude. People would have to get on their soapboxes and yell and scream loud and far. People would have to be disgusted, so disgusted that they were willing to go public and tell people what they found, what they've seen, to present the facts in a public forum. And from there derived civil disobedience. Civil disobedience coming about in the perspective of a redress of your grievances from your government. Going out there and saying, hey, look, you know what? We're not going to pay taxes anymore. We're not going to fund you anymore. You want to steal our elections? Okay. Well, now we're going to put five people on every ballot box. We're going to have people watching every single ballot that gets dropped off, every single machine button that gets pushed. Because we are disgusted with the state of our country. We're disgusted by the level of radicalism that's being promulgated in our country. And look, I mean, I'm no stranger to this. You guys know this as well as I do. This radicalism is not just the left. It's the right as well. And when we see it come from the right, when we see it come on this side, the conservative side, we can look at it in the sense of left-infiltrated radicalism, which we call RINOs, Republicans in name only. But then we also have this other section, and it's not so much present in politics, but it is present within our cultural aspects. Like the motivations for this Buffalo shooter, the white supremacists, the removal of white people from this country, which, by the way, that is not a wrong assumption. That is very, very, very correct, is that the white population in the United States of America is dwindling. Okay. Is that something to be concerned about? I don't judge people based upon race. I don't look at as America as a white country. I look at America as a country of Americans, of people who love freedom, of liberty, people who are willing to serve their fellow man, right? I go back to Dr. Martin Luther King in the sense that judge not a person based upon their skin color, but instead the content of their character. But we do have people on the left and the right who are highly radicalized, who are highly racist. And on the left, I mean, we have minorities that are incredibly racist. We have white people that are incredibly racist against white people. And so this radicalism, it doesn't extend to one side and not the other. I just want to make that clear. And also, this infiltration in our country, the one thing to understand is that our political system is so corrupted that both sides are equally at fault. Don't think for a moment that this is just something being perpetuated by the left. The left is just holding the conch right now, and they're the ones able to perpetuate this agenda. But under George Bush in the early 2000s, after he stole the election, right? Hey, he did. I'm a conservative. I'm a Republican. He stole the election. After he stole the election, the Republicans had the House. The Republicans had the ability to change things, and they did not. Instead, they produced legislation that further enslaved mankind and eroded our rights, our freedoms, and our liberties. Think about this. It doesn't matter who's in office. They are just the left and the right wing of the same bird that is preying on your rights and your freedoms. Now, are there good people out there? Absolutely, there are good people out there. Absolutely, there are good people. And right now, the right, the conservatives, in my perspective, in my political assessment, are most aligned with what Americans want and what Americans desire. Donald Trump is a populist candidate. And you know what? Donald Trump is an amazing human being who gets things done. We need the CEO mindset in Washington, D.C. We need that person who's done international business deals in Washington. That's exactly what we need. But is Donald Trump a Republican? Absolutely not. But does he fit the bill? Can he go in there and work with Republicans? Absolutely he can. Now, on the sense of the Republicans, are there some bad seeds? Oh, there's a lot of them. Are there some good seeds? You know what? There are a good bunch of conservative Republicans out there right now. But you know what? We need to drain the swamp. We need to drain it all out. We need to get rid of the radicalism, the corruption, the crime. And I'm not gonna argue with people. The left are way more radicalized right now than the right. They are so far gone that they work in cahoots with multinational corporations. They work in alignment with the mainstream media, which is owned by 3 to 4 different multinational corporations. They work along with private interest, the self-proclaimed elitist of the world, billionaires, so forth, who are perpetuating an agenda to undermine the United States Constitution and take this country away from its individualized sovereignty and move it towards a new world order, a one world government. That's what the left is doing right now, and they're not hiding it, and they don't care what you think, and they don't care how you vote, they don't care what you do. They are going to continue to perpetuate these crimes, this treason against the American people, because you know what? Money, wealth, power, blackmail, coercion are way more important to them than honesty, integrity, freedom, and patriotism. And that's the truth in the matter. That is the truth in the matter, is the left are so far gone because they became so corrupted. And I wouldn't doubt that they became so blackmailed, so coerced, that there's so much junk out there on them right now that most of them are just doing it because there's no other choice. It's either ruin and going to jail or follow the narrative. That's how a lot of these organizations, these infiltrators, these Nazis operate. You know, Donald Trump, he was on with Jim Quinn earlier with Dr. Oz there. And a lot of people in the MAGA community are questioning Donald Trump and Dr. Oz. Well, I got a theory about this. Because Donald Trump has been kind of elusive in the sense of his support for Operation Warp Speed, for the creation of these vaccines. Just a few weeks ago, he had Dr. Oz on stage with the founders of Johnson & Johnson. And we know that people are getting vaccine injured. We had Project Silas, which was brought about through a DOD whistleblower, which showed a 384% increase in the amount of cancers in our military personnel after being vaccinated. We had a 1,200% increase in deaths after being vaccinated. I think it was a 700% increase in strokes. And if you account for this and various other data that we're seeing internationally from Israel, from the UK, Scotland, from Australia, as well as here from the VAERS database system in the United States, we know that people are becoming vaccine injured from the mRNA vaccine. Hey guys, Josh here. Mike Lindell of MyPillow has been an amazing patriot supporting President Trump and conservative and Christian values throughout the last 4 to 5 years with everything that's been going on. We ask you to go out to MyPillow.com and help support Mike Lindell as well as myself and this show, the Dark to Light Show, with using promo code RPP to save up to 66% on your purchase.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
The world is becoming more unglued by the day. Local consequences are now showing up. We are seeing sky-high gas prices, higher food prices, shortages, and more. How should you respond? Go to redpills.tv/patriot. That's redpills.tv/patriot. And secure your long-term emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is by far the largest preparedness company in America. They're in stock and shipping quickly in unmarked boxes to your door. Their emergency food supplies last up to 25 years in storage. When you need it, it'll be there. Lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Get free shipping on any order over $99. Again, go to redpills.tv/patriot. The global financial system is on the verge of collapse. Here in the United States of America, we have rising inflation, rising cost of goods and services from gas to food. We have supply chain disruptions. We have the incompetent presidency of the United States of America running the U.S. dollar into the ground by debasing it, by radicalized spending and printing. There is only one thing in this world right now that is a worthy investment that has been the hedge for inflation year after year. Guys, that's gold and silver. Look, I invest in gold and silver, and there's no reason why you should not either. My buddy, Dr. Kirk Elliott, is an economist and financial advisor, and he is amazing at what he does by helping you get your 401ks, your IRAs, or just helping you purchase gold and silver bullion. You can give him a call at 720-605-3900 or go to getgoldtoday.com and let him know that Josh from the Red Pill Project sent you.
Dark to Light with Josh Reed.
All right, we are back with the Dark to Light show. And we're talking about Donald Trump. We're talking about Dr. Oz. And I have a theory on this. Now, Dr. Oz, he's a conservative. Not that I support him. I'm not in Pennsylvania. But he has been, you know, in Hollywood for a long time. So this brings people this kind of sour taste in their mouth that he's a supporter of the vaccine, all these different things. And a lot of us are not supporters of the vaccine. If you want to go out and get the vaccine, that's your own prerogative. That's your choice. That's your decision. Go out and get that. But please be well informed. Please have informed consent before you do anything of that nature. We have massive amounts of data that show that this thing can be potentially harmful, including the VAERS databases, which the CDC utilizes in the sense of public reporting format. And people will say, well, you know, that people, can anybody report to that? Actually, no, not everybody can report to that database. See, it is a felony to falsely report to that database, that doctors are required to report to that database. And I'm not going to go into the numbers on it, but if you go into the numbers on the VAERS database, you will be shocked at what you learn. You'll be shocked at what you see. And then Project Silas, and then this is my friend Todd Callender, Tom Rentz, and Lee Dundas. These are good friends of mine who have brought this to Senator Ron Johnson, and they're investigating it. But the difference between the mRNA, Pfizer and Moderna, and then J&J, there is a difference. And see, we remember when Operation Warp Speed came about and we started vaccinating people in early 2020, right before the election. This was the J&J vaccine. And immediately, right after the election, right after they stole this election, they suspend the J&J vaccine, saying that it causes strokes. Now, I haven't seen any evidence that it actually does. That's the funny thing. And so it goes back onto the market. And then we start seeing people get strokes from the other vaccines. Well, this becomes interesting because J&J comes back on the scene, and all of a sudden, just about 2 weeks ago, the J&J vaccine was limited and restricted by the FDA because, again, they're saying that it causes strokes. But this is a week before the founders appear on stage with Donald Trump in Pennsylvania with Dr. Oz. Now, Don Jr. and Eric Trump, who have been traveling around with a good friend of mine, Clay Clark, on Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour, which, by the way, is coming to Rochester, New York in August. And yours truly will be there. So if you guys do want to do a meet and greet with myself and get to meet me, I don't know if I'm speaking yet, but I'll definitely be there. I'll be in Rochester, New York at the Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour. More information on that here shortly. But, you know, Eric Trump and Don Jr. have been very outspoken about what is happening, about vaccine injuries and all these different things. And so to say that Donald Trump doesn't know anything about this is kind of crazy. He knows. And we have to understand why he would collaborate with Dr. Oz. Well, Dr. Oz is this public figure in the sense of medicine. He is the Hollywood doctor, I guess, behind Dr. Sanjay Gupta, right? And what better person to come out there and maybe even show the complicity of what's happened, who to lead the investigations in Senate on what has been happening than this guy? And he's a good friend. He's a trustworthy friend of Donald Trump. So I don't know. I'm just trying to wrap my head around why Dr. Oz, because he had seemed to be very, very liberal for a very long time, but now he comes out as conservative. He's definitely a Hollywood insider. But there is something special about Donald Trump teaming up with Dr. Oz. There is something about it. I think it is a strategy that is being utilized. And I think that once Donald Trump gets back in office, I'm not saying if, I'm saying once Donald Trump gets back in office, we're going to see this plan come into fruition. There's a lot of other talk on this as well, is why Donald Trump is endorsing certain candidates. The reason I say this is because some of these candidates aren't America First candidates. Some of these candidates are former Democrats who have now turned over to the Republican Party. And there was an interesting theory out there. This is one that I proposed a while back, is that if American First candidates get into the Senate and get into the House and they nominate a non-representative as Speaker of the House, like Donald Trump, which is incredibly possible, and then they provide impeachment hearings against Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, which they are removed from office, then the Speaker of the House would become president. That would be Donald Trump. And he would come in before 2024. Now, this is a highly likely scenario. This is a highly likely scenario. Even though Donald Trump said, I don't want Speaker of the House, that's not going to happen. It doesn't matter. I think that he's just trying to pull back, right? Pull back from this idea because it doesn't want it in the public purview. They don't want the Democrats to have more fuel for the fire to try to steal this next election, which they're going to try to steal this next election. And, you know, in the building up to the midterm elections, we're about to see some crazy stuff happen here. You have to understand, these people will stop at nothing to remain in power. They've committed atrocities against mankind, against American treason, against Americans. They cannot allow American First candidates to enter those two chambers. They cannot allow supportive people of Donald Trump to get into office. They can't. Which means that they will do anything and everything to stop this election from happening or to steal it. And if they can't steal it, they will make sure between November 8th and January 1st that something happens to where those people cannot take office. I'm telling you, this is going to be a very, very chaotic time the next 6 months. As well as I've talked to you guys here, one of my good friends, he has a friend that works at the Treasury. This person is in cryptocurrency and blockchain, has been in it for a decade. He's a developer, and he is helping build the U.S. federal government, the Treasury, Federal Reserve's new blockchain system for a digital stablecoin currency. Now, this makes a lot of sense why BlackRock and Citadel Capital just came out and did this attack on Terra's stablecoin, UST, and why they're going to probably do more attacks on various other stablecoins to draw down their value, to get people to capitulate against cryptocurrencies so that in January, when they introduce theirs, they have market superiority. And yes, you have 6 months before a digital currency is released. It is coming. The dollar is on its way to collapse. And that's how these people operate. And so if we start formulating an idea, a theory, a strategy, a methodology of how these people could stop American First candidates from entering office, we start to look at the various plan that I put out there before in the sense of the firestorm event. World war, famine, supply chain and infrastructure. We have destabilization of political, local, state, and federal. We have the housing moratorium crash, the housing bubble crash. This is the tools that they will use. Then we have the economy. The economy is the big one. The economy is the black swan that is going to occur on this planet. That is going to cause most countries to move towards a great reset. And yes, it is happening. It is going to happen. We have the Davos Bros meeting here very, very shortly to discuss their next plans of actions, just like the Bilderbergs did in secret, of what is going to be implemented into the new global order. They're probably going to talk about Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin and how to take them out without dropping nukes. But be prepared for it, because you know what? The time between now and January is going to be hectic. Some in my circles are even talking about that Joe Biden's dark winter is going to occur and start right after the election, that we are moving into a dark winter. Hey guys, Josh here. Mike Lindell of MyPillow has been an amazing patriot supporting President Trump and conservative and Christian values throughout the last 4 to 5 years with everything that's been going on. We ask you to go out to MyPillow.com and help support Mike Lindell as well as myself and this show, The Dark to Light Show, with using promo code RPP to save up to 66% on your purchase.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
The world is becoming more unglued by the day. Local consequences are now showing up. We are seeing sky-high gas prices, higher food prices, shortages, and more. How should you respond? Go to redpills.tv/patriot. That's redpills.tv/patriot. And secure your long-term emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is by far the largest preparedness company in America. They're in stock and shipping quickly in unmarked boxes to your door. Their emergency food supplies last up to 25 years in storage. When you need it, it'll be there. Lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Get free shipping on any order over $99. Again, go to redpills.tv/patriot. The global financial system is on the verge of collapse. Here in the United States of America, we have rising inflation, rising cost of goods and services from gas to food. We have supply chain disruptions. We have the incompetent presidency of the United States of America running the U.S. dollar into the ground by debasing it, by radicalized spending and printing. There is only one thing in this world right now that is a worthy investment that has been the hedge for inflation year after year. Guys, that's gold and silver. Look, I invest in gold and silver, and there's no reason why you should not either. My buddy, Dr. Kirk Elliott, is an economist and financial advisor, and he is amazing at what he does by helping you get your 401ks, your IRAs, or just helping you purchase gold and silver bullion. You can give him a call at 720-605-3900 or go to getgoldtoday.com and let him know that Josh from the Red Pill Project sent you.
Dark to Light with Josh Reed.
All right, we are back with the Dark to Light Show. My name is Josh. And we are talking. We're talking about the world. We're talking about life. We're talking about a potential dark winter that is coming. And listen, these people don't want to give up power. Think about what extents they will go to retain it. They stole the 2020 election from a sitting U.S. president who had more votes than any candidate in history. And Americans did almost nothing. There was no outrage. You know, I laugh at this sometimes because in other countries, as underdeveloped as they might be in infrastructure or undercivilized as they might be, when it comes to political corruption, they treat things in a completely different way. Yemen, for example, last year we had some political corruption. It was some money laundering going on within the Yemen political system. And within a matter of hours of it being announced, you had hundreds of thousands of citizens outside their state, their capital building. And they were putting together guillotines. I'm not joking. They were putting together guillotines. And then, just moments later, those politicians resigned and went to jail. I wonder what it would be like in this country if we held our politicians to that high level of integrity, if we held them accountable for their actions. See, that's the problem, is there's no accountability in government. There's nobody holding these people accountable. And see, that is the job of the American people. You cannot allow the fox to watch over the hen house. And that's what we've done. You know, we have this UFO hearing that was going on today, and I don't know if any of you guys caught this, but this is something that's dear and personal to myself. I'm from Caledonia. So, you know, I grew up looking at the skies at night, looking up at the clear Western New York skies at night, the star-lit skies. And I'm going to tell you, I've seen some stuff. I went to the military. I saw some stuff in the military. And I've been very, very vocal with my stories. I've told my stories to officials. I've told my stories to the other people as well and gotten it out there into the public ether. And so when I start looking at this this UFO, UAP investigation that's going on, I look at how much a farce it is. I look at how much our government actually does lie to us, and whether it's for national security concerns or not. But the ATIP program is nothing more than basically a public disclosure program to just say, yeah, there's things out there, but we're not going to tell you what they are. I will tell you, and I know this for a fact because I've talked to the people. My good friend David was good friends with Paul Hellyer. If you don't know who Paul Hellyer was, Paul Hellyer was the defense minister of Canada. This is the equivalent of the Secretary of Defense of the United States in Canada, who came out in his later years after his service and said, yes, we are aware of 9 different extraterrestrial races of which we have been in contact with, at least from my U.S. government counterparts' knowledge. And that the majority of them are benevolent. There are a few that are malevolent. And that there has been technology exchanges. This is the former Secretary of Defense of Canada. And so I've heard the stories. I've seen the stuff. So what I want to do, and because this is a hot topic that's happening right now, and this goes for anybody in this level, because one of my good friends, he's actually a DOD whistleblower. And he's fighting the government currently, but he has the process down and he knows the procedures to go out there. So if there's anybody out there that is a DOD whistleblower who wants to be a whistleblower, who's either active or you know, former, who has a story that they want to tell pertaining to these different topics, let us know. Let me know. We do have a secure email, and if you want to exchange through a secure email, you let me know. And we do take in whistleblowers, and we do have the ability to go out there and get this all set up in that light. But if you have some information pertaining to those UFOs, if you're active military, if you're working on any of these projects, let us know. We'd like to hear these stories. Because you know what? This is something that needs to be told, because a lot of the stuff that's going on right now It doesn't make sense. There's a lot of things happening that doesn't make sense. Why are the globalists moving so fast towards a one-world government? Why do they want complete control of the world? You know, power, control, and wealth can only go so far. And I want you to imagine this for a minute. If you controlled the world from the shadows, if you had all the wealth, if you had all the power, if you owned all the businesses, if you held all the farming and agricultural resources, if you owned all the good real estate, and you existed in the shadows, why would you ever want to change that? If people were oblivious to your power, to your rule, and you get to live with complete autonomy for the rest of your life, why would you want to go public with that? That's the part that really doesn't make sense with a lot of the things that are happening. Unless there is a larger agenda afoot. And I think that a lot of this comes together in the sense of a larger agenda, that there's more happening here than meets the eye. And so I'm curious on your thoughts. So, you know, give me a call, 585-346-3000 or 866-552-1009. But this is a topic I absolutely love talking about. I'm very well versed on this topic. I've encountered various different things in 2004, 2006, 2008. That was while active duty in the United States Navy, deployed in various parts of our ocean, where we had multiple different experiences seeing these types of objects, of which we had senior aviators on board, senior leadership within the United States Navy, who were absolutely clueless and baffled at what we were watching and what we witnessed and to what these different things were. And we know, and I can tell you, that these things are not any technology that we currently have today. As being one of the people who's worked on some high-level technology in the United States Navy, I guarantee you we do not have this level of technology today, at least in the public programs, maybe in those special access programs, the ones that Hillary Clinton was selling over to China in the sense of the technology exchange in order for her and Bill to get those kickbacks through the Clinton Foundation, if you know what I'm talking about. That's one thing that I've talked about massively on my podcast. By the way, guys, if you haven't, go on over to redpills.tv, redpills.tv, and subscribe on over to my website, man. We do a lot of good stuff over there. We have various different podcasts that go on throughout the day, and we'd love to hear from you. I mean, that's a great place to go ahead and get us. You can also find our sponsor information on there and all different things. Advertiser information, if you're looking to get on this show or anything like that and get one of the ad spots on this show, you just let us know, and we're going to take care of you. But listen, the world, I think, is heading to the darkness. And this darkness needs to happen, that we have to go through these growth pains. I'll give you the example that I've given you before, is that seedling that is tucked down into the dirt. It is watered. It is cold. It is dark under that dirt. It is a lot of pressure on that seedling as it begins its journey upward. But at its greatest bottom, it pushes through. It's resilient. It's persistent. And it moves through and meanders through the darkness, the coldness, the loneliness, until eventually popping through the soil and finding light. And the moment it finds that light, it pops up. It blossoms. It blooms. It begins the process of recreating that same scenario over and over again. But see, that is a natural process that we all have to go through. We have to go through these dark times in order to get to those golden ages, to those beautiful times in human history when we could all rejoice together in the accomplishments of moving through. You know, our fathers and grandfathers, they had the World War II and the Great Depression. That is what they got through. That was their dark time. Right now, we're going through ours. We have these globalists which are trying to implement a global order. They are trying to undermine our country, our constitution, our freedoms, our rights, our sovereignty. And they will be successful if good men do nothing. They will be successful if we sit idly by and allow them to continue this tyranny. Voter integrity is an important part of this. Getting out and voting is another important part of this. Making sure that your vote counted is an incredibly important part about this. Making sure that others don't cheat. Oh, that's a big part of this. And see, the left, they don't care. They'll steal votes. They'll live off of government subsidies. They'll take taxpayer money. And they'll go out there and buy multi-million dollar houses, pay their friends and families millions upon millions of dollars. Because you know what? Money talks. Power and wealth talks. These people are the slime of the earth. And you got to wonder, what's their motivating factor? You got to wonder, how do they live with themselves in the morning when they wake up? How do they look in the mirror and consider themselves a person of integrity? You know, I hold my integrity very, very high in my life. My military service did that to me. Hey guys, Josh here. Mike Lindell of MyPillow has been an amazing patriot supporting President Trump and conservative and Christian values throughout the last 4 to 5 years with everything that's been going on. We ask you to go out to MyPillow.com and help support Mike Lindell as well as myself and this show, the Dark to Light Show, with using promo code RPP to save up to 66% on your purchase.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
The world is becoming more unglued by the day. Local consequences are now showing up. We are seeing sky-high gas prices, higher food prices, shortages, and more. How should you respond? Go to redpills.tv/patriot. That's redpills.tv/patriot. And secure your long-term emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is by far the largest preparedness company in America. They're in stock and shipping quickly in unmarked boxes to your door. Their emergency food supplies last up to 25 years in storage. When you need it, it'll be there. Lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Get free shipping on any order over $99. Again, go to redpills.tv/patriot. The global financial system is on the verge of collapse. Here in the United States of America, we have rising inflation, rising cost of goods and services from gas to food. We have supply chain disruptions. We have the incompetent presidency of the United States of America running the U.S. dollar into the ground by debasing it by radicalized spending and printing. There is only one thing in this world right now that is a worthy investment that has been the hedge for inflation year after year. Guys, that's gold and silver. Look, I invest in gold and silver, and there's no reason why you should not either. My buddy, Dr. Kirk Elliott, is an economist and financial advisor, and he is amazing at what he does by helping you get your 401ks, your IRAs, or just helping you purchase gold and silver bullion. You can give him a call at 720-605-3900 or go to getgoldtoday.com and let him know that Josh from the Red Pill Project sent you.
Dark to Light with Josh Reed.
Yeah, you know what? Listen, I'm passionate about a lot of things in my life. And integrity is one of the most important characteristics to me. Because you know what? It's the foundation of loyalty. And this country needs more people of integrity. It needs more people to stand up and call it as it is. It needs more people to be truthful in their actions and in their manners. And that needs to start right there in Washington, D.C. That's where that we need all that, isn't it? We need our politicians to be honest, to be transparent. You know what we really need? Is we need a civilian counterpart of oversight. We need the American citizens to be more engaged and involved in the politics of this country. And I'm not saying that they're not now. But right now, it really doesn't work out to the benefit of the people, does it? You know, 380 million people in this country. And we can't even secure an election, right? We can't even secure an election. But you know what? Here's the thing, is all the people that have taxpayer identification numbers, oh my goodness, not one of them are going to miss paying their taxes, right? And that's a voluntary system. But we can't get the voting thing right. Every election that we have, oh, man, we lose votes here, we lose votes there. You know, there's technologies out there right now that clean that all up. And you got to wonder why they don't implement it. You got to wonder why they denied Donald Trump the ability to implement the blockchain voting system through the post office right before the 2020 election. It's because they knew if they did, they would lose. Because they can only win by cheating. The establishment candidates are hand-selected by foreign entities. That is treason. And it continues to happen here in the United States of America. It continues to happen in our country. It's been happening since, my goodness, Woodrow Wilson. And it'll continue to happen as long as good people stand and do nothing. It'll continue to happen as long as Americans stay silent to the atrocities and the crimes being committed and perpetuated by the criminal elite in Washington, D.C. The swamp needs to be drained. And before that, by the way, I did add in there that if you are a whistleblower, if you want to be a whistleblower, if you want to tell your story, if you want to get it out there, we do have procedures and protocols in place. So please reach out to us on redpills.tv, and we'll get you some information to go out on a secure net and get that story out there. Get that story told, because I do believe that sometimes these stories need to be told, as well as if you're interested in getting an ad slot on the show. Let us know. We'll get some information out to you, and we can talk. All right. Elon Musk has turned back on this Twitter deal. He's saying he has found out. In his tweet Tuesday, Elon Musk said 20% fake spam accounts, while four times that, Twitter claims, could be much higher. His offer was based on SEC filings being accurate. Yesterday, Twitter CEO publicly refused to show proof of the 5%. The deal cannot move forward until he does. Twitter declined the comment. This is something that I've talked about for a very, very long time. And so this is what I want you to understand, is the 20%. Musk estimated that at least 20% of Twitter's 229 million accounts are spam bots, a percentage he says was low end of his assessment. 20%. Now, what we did is these are very easy to identify. You can go in there pretty easy and find out which accounts are spam accounts. They're just echo chambers. They repeat the same thing over and over. Most of them are tied into artificial intelligence systems, usually ran by radical leftist organizations. And what they do is they get blue check marks with 1,000 subscribers or, 2,000 followers, and they just perpetuate garbage, just rhetoric from the left and absolute, disinformation. But we went to Joe Biden's Twitter page, and we did an analysis. We looked at 100 followers of Joe Biden, 100 followers of Joe Biden. And this is how they do polling in the United States for elections and so on and so forth. So we did 100 subscribers of Joe Biden, 100 followers of Joe Biden on Twitter. And what we found out is over 60% of them are spam bots. 60 out of 100 were spam bots. What does that tell you? Is this the man that got more votes than the first black president? They got more votes than Donald Trump? Is this the man who won the 2020 election? Because 60% of his Twitter following are artificial intelligent spam bots. That should tell you all you need to know about what happened, the truth of 2020 right there. And so, as we move forward, we're moving into the summer time frame right now. I hope that everybody's taking precautions, because I do believe a dark winter is coming. That these people, the radical liberal left, will stop at nothing to retain power, to make sure that they stay in power in January of 2023. And with that being said, we know that we have a potential dark winter coming in place. And so use this summer to stock up on supplies. Use this summer to go out there and fill your pantry, to grow a garden, maybe a hydroponic garden in your basement or something, or get something going outside, to get those water collection barrels out there, to go out and, to hunt, to stock up this fall on everything that you need to get those freezers backed up on solar power. Or if you need to, go to My Patriot Supply. They're good friends of the show. Redpills.tv/Patriot. That is the short URL. That's the best way to get to them. Redpills.tv/Patriot. Because there is something coming, and you can't stop it. It's like a train running down the tracks at 100 miles per hour with no brakes. And its destination is unknown. But the people driving the train haven't even begun to try to reduce the speed. All they've done is locked everybody else in coach, and they're taking this train to the destination of their choice. And we can't see nor hear where it's going. And so this can be a very chaotic time that is coming. I've been saying it before. It's a dark winter. I don't have any filter. I don't hold back. I speak my mind. And you know what? I can sit here and debate even the best. And I can show you the information. I can show you the data, the facts of where this is headed and why this is headed in this direction and how this is all happening. But see, for some people, that's not enough because, you know, I have people out there and I will debate facts with them. I'll show them VAERS database information, CDC, FDA information. I will show them documents from our own government. I will show them factual prescribed information, and they'll send me CNN articles telling me I'm wrong. They'll send me articles from MSNBC saying, oh, you're wrong. Look at this right here. This guy said this. That's the left, guys.